And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant.
Check out Damon Wednesday tomorrow in Philly at Warm Daddy's.
Warm Daddy's.
Love the name of that.
Love it. That's a great name. That's a great name, man.
Friday in Kansas City with Keith Sweat, Joe, and Johnny Gill. Saturday, Damon's in Toledo with Mike Epps and some more at the Stranahan. And then Sunday in Chicago at the Beverly Arts Center. Senior correspondent.
Oh, my old stomping ground.
Yeah, he's married.
Senior chief correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a man who gave police a multiple choice selection of arrest. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as people who swear they need that stuff in storage.
I know. I'm going through that right now. I'm saying it, and I know
Let
I'm wrong.
Let it go.
Let it go.
At least your stuff is valuable.
You don't think about it until the bill comes. Just let it go.
Dude. Let it go, man. All that
you
stuff.
You ain't been down there to get that bike with no front wheel.
Man, I got a good grill down there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that lamp with no shade. If you don't let that mess go, you spend $100 a month. Seriously.
I'm going to paint that. I'm going to paint it, and then I'm going to sell it again.
You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that.
It's going to be worth something, and they're going to start wearing these again.
Right.
These are coming back.
With
the 47-button suits with the shoulder pads will be back.
Watch out there now.
Let it go.
Oh, let it go.
All right.
Let it go.
So look, I often say that sleepy driving is bad, and also as bad as drinking and driving, actually.
Okay.
So I suggest if you're drowsy, to pull over, you know, get out, stand up for a few. Actually, I've been seen sprinting down the side of the highway on the shoulder to stay awake when I'm driving. It's not a game with me. I'm seriously. But if that doesn't work, you know, last resort, pull over and take a nap, like this Michigan man. Now, he was spotted sleeping behind the wheel of his car, but he was spotted by a police officer, which is not a crime, unless you got a big bag of cocaine on your seat.
So,
yep, this man in Michigan, officers were attempting to wake him up, and they saw the coke. So when they awakened him, he saw the police. He panicked and drove off. So after a brief chase, he was caught and arrested. Now, can you imagine the police waking you up and you know you got cocaine on you? You know, you startled. But here's the better question. How are you sleep with cocaine?
All that cocaine.
Right. What? This is some bad. I ain't never heard of a cokehead saying, let me take a bump and a nap. Yeah, draw me a few lines, player. I'm sleepy. Actually, if I was his lawyer, I would have this cocaine tested. At least he can beat the drug charge. Seriously. As serious as a happy movie with Oprah in it.
Oh.
Name one.
Okay. You're right.
Well, come on now. Seriously. All right. Y'all got quiet. Oprah still got that type of juice around here?
Man, she buying spots. She just bought a spot.
That's beautiful. Yeah, but it's still going to
so
be a deep movie,
Damon.
As I was considering. Second story. Thank you, Sybil. A mother was out with her two daughters, ages 9 and 13. They were eating at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I imagine they were having a nice time. You know, it was time to leave. That's when things got a little ugly. Police were called to the scene by witnesses who said a mother was fighting with her kids. So the mother says they were fighting because the daughter was trying to run away. But police noticed she had the smell of alcohol on her breath. She said, yeah, I had one Smirnoff cooler, which is a red flag because everybody know ain't no liquor in them coolers. Seriously.
Right, right.
You could drink 9 or 10 of them and be sober as hell. So it turns out the reason they were arguing was because the 36-year-old mother, now they gave her whole name, Kayla Kathleen Martin hyphen Wellwitter, has an interlock device on her car which requires you to blow in it in order to start the car.
Oh,
the daughters told the police they were fighting because she was trying to make them blow into the device so that she could drive them home, and they wasn't doing it. So the manager said she also asked a couple of the servers at the restaurant to do that. So now she's in jail. And I had a friend, I ain't going to say his name, he's a comedian from Chicago, and he's doing real well right now. He had one of those devices, so we landed at O'Hare and parted ways with our bags. He called me 6 hours late, like, man, my car still won't start because of this breathalyzer. So he had to sit there for 6 hours. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
It's a shame. Anyway, that is my report. I'm going to be everywhere this week. And tune in to the new Oprah movie. It's going to be fantastic.
It's called Greenleaf.
Thank you.
On OWN.
Now, on OWN.
She owns a network, Damon. Did
a
you know?
A wonderful network.
Uh-huh. Yeah.